Delling poll, climate deaths will be worse than COVID, claims Mark Carney. By James Delling poll on February 11, 2021. Mark Carney, the Canadian climate activist who was formerly governor of the Bank of England and an anti-Brexit campaigner, has claimed the climate deaths will be worse than COVID. According to the BBC, he told the BBC that while there were parallels between the COVID-19 pandemic and climate change, damage to the environment and ecosystems has the potential to cause many more deaths. One of the biggest issues is you cannot self-isolate from climate, he said. That is not an option. We cannot retreat in and wait out climate change. It will just get worse, he told Talking Business Asia, the climate change challenge. When you look at climate change from a human mortality perspective, it will be the equivalent of a coronavirus crisis every year from the middle of this century, and every year, not just a one-off event. So it is an issue that needs to be addressed now. Carney provided no evidence to back up his assertion, probably because there isn't any. As Indira Goklani demonstrated in a recent report, on almost every metric from standards of living to longevity, climate change is proving beneficial to mankind. Furthermore, as Paul Homewood demonstrates here, the number of people dying as a result of natural disasters is a tiny fraction of what it used to be, and there is no evidence that this trend will reverse. As our world and data explain, this decline has been due to economic growth, and there is still room for improvement. And thanks to steadily improving food production, the incidence of undernourishment has declined substantially. All indicators point to these trends continuing. So why would a pillar of the globalist establishment, a former Goldman Sachs partner, ex-governor of the Bank of Canada and then the Bank of England, now United Nations envoy for climate action and finance, be pushing a scaremongering narrative entirely unsupported by real-world evidence? Could it be that Carney has a very large and expensive bridge he'd like to sell you? It surely could. Carney says, the scale of investment in energy, and sustainable infrastructure needs to double. Every year, for the course of the next three decades, $3.5 trillion, £2.5 trillion, a year, for 30 years. It is an enormous investment opportunity. What Carney is talking about here has nothing to do with the free market capitalism which has made the world prosperous and given consumers more choice than at any time in history. He means crony capitalism on steroids, such as renewable energy projects which make no economic sense, because they are expensive, inefficient, uncompetitive, intermittent, environmentally destructive, and are dependent on government regulation to survive. When he says sustainable, he means the green totalitarian values embodied by the World Economic Forum's The Great Reset and by the UN's Agenda 2030. And though he couches it as an investment opportunity, there's a steel fist within that velvet glove. Note the soft menace of his conclusion. He says, we're getting the system in a position where, whether it's a bank, or somebody who's investing a small amount of savings in the market, or your pension, they can choose how it is invested. They have the information and they can choose to be part of the solution, transitioning to net zero, or be part of the problem. Excuse me? Since when did a bank or a pension fund or an individual investor become part of the problem simply by turning down the opportunity to invest in Carney's net zero scheme? That sounds deeply menacing to me. It sounds like Carney is making us an offer that we can't refuse. As the Great Reset comes closer to fruition, the main players are starting to get cocky. The mask is slipping, and what it reveals isn't at all pretty.